Now the news, I'm Tian Yu. China has announced the forthcoming launch of the Shenzhou 18 crewed spaceship. It is set to lift off at 8:59 p.m. Beijing time on Thursday from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in the northwest of the country. Taikonauts Ye Guangfu, Li Cong, and Li Guangsu are tasked with the mission. Together, they will travel to the China Space Station and stay there until late October. Meantime, their predecessor, the Shenzhou 17 crew, is about to return home on April the 30th. The U.S. Senate has approved billions of dollars worth of aid to Ukraine and Israel. The bill was backed by an overwhelming majority after the House had earlier approved the package over the weekend. President Joe Biden will soon sign the legislation and start the process of sending weapons to Ukraine. Referencing the deal, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Russia will increase the intensity of attacks on Western weapons. Owen Fairclough has more from Capitol Hill.
As you might expect, the lion's share of that aid is going to Ukraine, some $61 billion, but there's more than $20 billion earmarked for Israel as well. But that debate over Ukraine has gone on for months and months, with many Republicans on the right of the party concerned and indeed opposed to the U.S. providing more money for Ukraine amid concerns over the U.S.'s role in the world in terms of getting involved in overseas conflicts. It falls to U.S. President Joe Biden to sign it into law. There are huge considerations for lawmakers and indeed for Joe Biden as they enter a presidential election.
UN Rights Chief Volker Turk says reports of mass graves underneath Gaza's hospitals have horrified him. Recovery workers are sifting through the debris of Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital and Nasser Medical Complex in Khan Yunis. Nearly 200 bodies have so far been discovered at the two sites, with field teams reporting signs of restraints and execution being visible on some of the carcasses. Jody Jacobs has more.
The UN's Human Rights Office says the ongoing fighting in Gaza has caused unspeakable suffering. But it's the disturbing reports, the Human Rights Office says, that continue to emerge about mass graves in Gaza that has them concerned. Hundreds of bodies were recovered over the weekend. In a statement released on Tuesday, the Human Rights Office has decried the ongoing violence, saying the intentional killing of civilians is a war crime. The UN has called for an independent and transparent investigation into the deaths. In a statement released by the Israeli army on Tuesday, it says the claim that it buried Palestinian bodies was baseless and unfounded.
Protests against the war in Gaza have been sweeping the campuses of several top universities and colleges across the United States. Students have set up encampments in a show of solidarity with the Palestinians while demanding their universities back a ceasefire and divest from companies with ties to Israel. Police have made hundreds of arrests at Columbia, Yale, and New York University over the past few days. Sally Patterson tells us more.
Hundreds of people have gathered here in Washington Square Park in a walkout of NYU students. On Monday, things came to a head outside Stern Business School around the corner from where we are. And in response, the university has been hard at work to mitigate a repeat, putting up barriers around the campus. When protesters refused to leave, the New York Police Department were called and 150 arrests were made. It's a scene we've seen playing out across campuses around the United States. 45 protesters arrested at Yale University on Monday. More than 100 people have been arrested at Columbia since pro-Palestinian groups began occupying the grounds last week. New York Mayor Eric Adams and U.S. President Joe Biden have condemned anti-Semitism on campus in recent days.
Hundreds of thousands of Argentines have taken to the streets to voice their opposition to the latest government budget cuts to public universities. This is the biggest protest yet against President Javier Milei's austerity measures. In the union-backed marches in the capital and beyond, banners were held aloft reading "Don't steal the next generation's future" and "Public education is not negotiable." The prestigious University of Buenos Aires, which has produced several Nobel laureates and presidents, warns that it might have to shut its doors given the budget crunch. A presidential spokesperson has defended the government's stance and called for a peaceful march. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.